and welcome back to Hometown Headlines Radio Edition. Keep up to date what's happening with your health. As you may recall, we've done several programs already about what's going on. There's always an awareness month out there, which is a good thing. You want folks to be aware of what's happening out there. This has been, you hear colorectal cancer awareness month, colon cancer awareness month. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, but also talk about what you can do to detect it and also what you can do should you need treatment. We have two guests joining us this morning, and we are going to hopefully not mispronounce this. Dr. Dumas Lafadasio.
Hi, John.
Got that right? Thank you. Now I got to turn your mic on. You can be even better there. All right. Thank you very much. He joins us today from Rome Gastroenterology Associates. Also, Dinah Cowan joins us from Redmond's GI Patient Care Coordinator. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. Very important stuff going on out there. We're talking off air. I'm being chastised off air about this. But really, when we're talking about the typical male out there, right, we don't like our bodies being touched. We don't like doing this kind of stuff. And unfortunately, we drag it out and try to be macho men. And then we come see you, and it may be too late. What should we be watching for?
Right. Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for having us here. Colon cancer is actually the second leading cause of cancer in both men and women. Slightly more in men, but in both men and women across the country. Unfortunately, it's the third leading cause of cancer death. So if you talk of people who die from cancer, colon cancer is actually number three. And the CDC and American Cancer Society think in the next year we're going to get 130,000 new people diagnosed, and 50,000 of those are going to die in 1 year. So this is a huge problem, and unfortunately, we can detect this, we can stop. This is actually the only cancer that we can probably prevent. You know, most of the other tests that we do, the cancer's already there, but colon cancer, we can actually find the lesion and stop it before it progresses. So, you know, the biggest thing I'm going to say today is a lot of people have absolutely no symptoms. Okay, you could have colon cancer right now and have absolutely nothing going on, which is why the screening test is so critical. 9 in 10 people, which is 90% of the people who have colon cancer, are actually over the age of 50. So that's why we want everybody, both men and women, over the age of 50, to get a colon cancer screening test. Okay.
Why do we hear more about men than women with this?
Well,
I'm glad you qualified as being men and women. I know women get colonoscopies as well, but
right. I think it's a combination of women are usually more compliant than men in most things. The rate is slightly higher in men, but pretty much in both men and women, it's the number two leading cancer. Men are usually more difficult. Usually the wives bring the husbands into my office to get a colon cancer test. So I think that's probably the reason why you hear more about men.
Well, it's our macho nature for that. And, you know, and maybe you guys may be a little too young to recall this. Back when then-President Ronald Reagan, I think, had a major part of his colon removed, really brought colon cancer, I think, into the, you know, but
right.
Okay, folks, this is really something you got to contend with.
Absolutely.
I mean, being his national popularity and that kind of stuff. And for a while, you saw a lot more people going in and getting their tests. I mean, an incredible spike.
Absolutely. I think that another big spike you might have missed is when Katie Couric went on TV and got a colon cancer test. I think that was also a big one for people who watch the Today Show. It was all over the place. And, I mean, it's a big deal, you know. We can prevent this cancer, and only 60% of people in the country over the age of 50 are actually getting this test done. So we have 40% of people in America over 50 who are not even getting the test done. That's a lot of people who could get colon cancer.
I have a friend of mine whose father-in-law just went through, I think, about a 6 to 8 inch reduction.
Yeah, right.
Because of what they found, and he should recover fine. He should be in good shape, but they got it out of there. And that's another part of that. Not only is it being aware of it, but what happens next? I've had doctors tell me before, if you have bleeding from, you know, the rectum, whatever it is, it may already be too late.
Right. Well, that's true. But I mean, the major symptoms we see, like bleeding, is one. Weight loss. Some people are anemic. There's a change. Some people have a change in their bowel habits. They can get constipation or diarrhea. But like I said, I emphasize again, a lot of people have absolutely no symptoms. By the time we get to do a colonoscopy, and the colonoscopy is easy. First of all, you're sedated.
Yep.
You don't feel a thing. I want everybody to hear that. I'm going to say it one more time. You're sedated. You don't feel any pain. The test takes like 15 to 20 minutes. If we find anything during the test, we take it out right there and then.
Yep.
Okay? Unfortunately, we do find colon cancer in some people. I still found one just yesterday.
Oh my.
And in those kind of people, what we do is we send them for some other test, like a CT scan, to check if there's any spread. If we can catch this disease early, 9 out of 10 people survive.
And all they this is substantial survival.
Absolutely. Year, this is more than 5 years. If you catch it early, all you need is a resection of your colon, and you don't even need chemotherapy. Now, there's some people where it's slightly more advanced who will need chemotherapy with the resection. Okay? Unfortunately, there's some people where it's spread to other organs like the liver and things, and those are more difficult, and you probably, those ones will qualify with chemotherapy, and obviously survival rates drops drastically if it's spread. So,
well, good point, and I'm glad you talked about a colonoscopy involved in this thing, because people think, oh, I got to drink that, you know, that gallons of fluid, or some of them take the pills now or something. You know, number one, it's a great way to lose a lot of weight real quick.
I mean, absolutely.
You want a fast diet, you want to lose 5 pounds, boom.
They can get through the prep.
Right.
They can get through this test.
Yeah, and it's an easy, it is. I mean, you do the stuff the night before. I think now, the last one I had, I think they changed it where you took a half a gallon at nighttime, and you got up at 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was, and did the other. And that way, you were kind of ready to roll. And you go in there, they do the procedure, and you're right, and you're knocked out. I mean, it's a very gradual to sit you down, put the thing IV in, and drip, drip, drip. And next thing you know, you're waking up looking at a TV screen, and there's your colon, and hey, you had 2 polyps, or hey, you're fine kind of thing. So.
Yeah. And our nurses at Redmond and also in my office take an absolutely great care of all our patients. It's a seamless procedure once you get them in, sedation, in and out. And it's also important to note that insurance covers this when you're over 50. All insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, they cover this completely. So it's easy to get this done. You don't want to wait till you start having symptoms to get this done, because once you start having symptoms, then they play games and tell you, well, it's no longer a screening test. Then they want you to cover the bill.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more important to get it done when you have no symptoms.
It's amazing.
That's critical.
All right, talk about those symptoms. What we're going to do next when we come back, we'll talk about what happens after something is found, like your patient yesterday. We'll talk more about that after this break. It's the Hometown Headlines Radio Edition on Rome's News Talk WRGA. And welcome back, Hometown Headlines Radio Edition for this Thursday morning. We've been talking the last couple of minutes about what to watch for, detection signs, warning signs of possible colon cancer. Next segment, let's talk about what happens if it does happen.
All right.
You just said you found a patient yesterday who had was it not precancer? It was a cancerous lesion.
Yeah, well, it appeared to be a cancerous lesion. We've taken some biopsies, usually what happens is we get them set up with a CT scan, make sure there's no spread to other organs. Once that's clear and there's no spread, we usually get the surgeons in, and the surgeons will perform a resection of that portion of your colon. And at surgery, depending on how much it's, if there's no spread to immediate organs, that will determine if you need chemotherapy or not. If you don't have any spread, that's it. But some people might have some spread to what we call the lymph nodes around the area where the colon cancer is. They will need some chemotherapy. And once that's done, usually we get them back for a colonoscopy within a year. Okay, then if the first test after a year is fine, we give them a 3-year checkup. Then after that, it's every 5 years till, like, you know, maybe 75, 80. That's when we stop doing this. But usually a lot of people are able to get through the surgery. The surgeons are usually able to do it without having them to have a colostomy or what we call a bag.
Yep.
But unfortunately, if it's a really low cancer in the rectum, right at the end there, some people might need it. But most times you can get through the surgery without one.
Friend of mine who did this about, it's been 10 years now. I can't believe it. We both turned 50 and now 60 about the same time.
Right.
Went through for his first time, his first colonoscopy. And this guy was pretty smart. I mean, he again went through majoring in kinesiology, so he had a working knowledge of some of this stuff. On the way out, the doctor, finishing procedure, and he found a little whatever it was and said to him, you know what, I want you to come back in next week, just one more time.
Right.
Came back in next week. Turned out it was, not only was it, it wasn't cancer yet, it was on the cusp of turning pre-cancer. And exactly because of where it was, he had it back 3 months, just until the recovery period. And then he was able to get, and the doctor told him, a couple more centimeters and you have a bag for life.
Right. And obviously that patient might have had a cancer real close to the rectum, and for the surgeons to get a good margin, when they go in there, they try and take out, make sure there's no, they take out a big chunk. and make sure they've got everything. And I think initially it's always easier to use the bag, and then they can always reconnect once they're sure that there's no cancer left. That's probably what happened
with
that patient.
That's what his case is. And he go, like I said, he's gone in every couple of years. Right. You're right, 3, 5 now type of stuff. And he's doing fine today. He'll turn, I think he'll turn 60 next month, in fact. And he's, believe me, he's a glowing endorsement for getting the checks done out there. Oh. But a very macho guy, high school football coach, too.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, we say 50 is the screening age for everybody, but if you're having any symptoms earlier than 50, like rectal bleeding, or your bowel habits are changing, or abdominal pain, you need to go get yourself checked, because colon cancer occurs in people earlier than 50 as well. 50 is just the average age. Not everybody's average.
Got about 2 minutes left. Is diet have anything to do with this?
Well, there's been some reports like vegetables, diets high in vegetables and cereals and high fiber diets are probably better. And diets high in red meat and processed foods and lunch meats are probably not as good. Another big thing that's out there now is obesity. People who are obese and overweight are shown to have a little bit more risk. Obviously, alcohol and smoking, definitely a risk. But the biggest risk factor still continue to be age. Okay, and there's some family history. And
if
if your family, if you have a first degree relative, which includes mother, father, brother, any siblings, or child, that's first degree, your risk is higher and you need to get screened earlier than 50. Second degree relatives, not as much.
All right, about 1 minute left. Most important, people have any questions about this, how can they reach you guys?
Well, my name's Damas Lufadeja. I'm at Rome GI, right opposite Redmond Regional Hospital. We do procedures both in our office and at Redmond, it's really seamless. You can easily find us online. It's Rome Gastroenterology Associates. Our number is 706-295-3992 if you want to get in touch with us. And we even have a shirt going on this year for colon cancer months called Get Your Rear in Gear. Okay.
Makes sense.
So everybody get out there, get screened. It's important.
All right. And that website, by the way, is RomeGI.com, or you can go to RedmondRegional.com.
Right.
More information available on that. Guys, thanks for your time. They never even mentioned executive producer Andrea Pitts, as always, doing a fabulous job out there. Guys, thank you. It's a subject that's kind of hard to talk about sometimes.
Absolutely.
Very well presented. We do appreciate that. It is time for a break. Hometown Headlines Radio Edition.